That old school bell tells us it's another time for a session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is going to be session number 32. And what we're going to look at in this session is the continuation of that story of Athaliah, that wicked, wicked queen in Jerusalem. Her husband had died, and her son became king. But her son was only a king for about a year, and he was slain. And then Athaliah was so wicked that instead of allowing one of her grandsons to become king, she decided she would rule as queen, and she had all of her grandsons put to death. That is, all but one, and that one went by the name of Joash, and he was preserved. And this preserved the David line of kings, and that was so important for God's plan, because it was going to be through the David line of kings that Jesus was to be born and come into this world. Well, it almost disappeared when Athaliah tried to usurp the authority of her throne. But the little boy Joash was hidden from her. And when he was about 7 years old, they brought him out and made him king instead of Athaliah. And then Athaliah was put to death. Now, in building up for this lesson, we're looking at the notes that Elam wrote for a Sunday school lesson on April 9th of 1922, and he's giving some of the background first, and then we're going to get into the lesson text. I'm going to encourage you to get your Bible and turn to the lesson text, which is 2 Kings chapter 11. And we're going to be looking at verses from 1 through 17. While you're doing that, let me explain that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, turn it to 2 Kings chapter 11. And in introducing this, we talked about the last class session, the kingdom of Israel, and now we're going to talk about the kingdom of Judah and talk about the line of kings that led up to this event. So number 2 on page 92 of Elam's notes, written for April 9th, 1922. Number 2, the kingdom of Judah. Returning to the kingdom of Judah, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned 17 years. Abijah, 3 years. Asa, of whom we learned of in lesson 1 of this quarter, 41 years. Jehoshaphat, 25 years. And this reaches the present lesson. Jehoram and Athaliah. This lesson shows the power of influence. In this case, the wonderful bad influence of Jezebel. Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab in 2 Chronicles 18 in verse 1, and his son Jehoram, or sometimes called Joram, married Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. Jezebel was the daughter of a king, the wife of a king, the mother of a king, the mother-in-law of a king, the grandmother of a king, and the great-grandmother of a king. Who were all these kings? Well, Jehoram was weak and wicked. Athaliah was ambitious and idolatrous, like her mother. This proved a disastrous union to Judah, for the weak king was wholly under the influence of his wicked wife. Baal worship was established in Jerusalem and through the country. There was a temple of Baal in Jerusalem, which Jehoiada the priest destroyed during the reign of Joash. This house of Baal, in all probability, was erected, and this worship was established by Jehoram. It is said of Jehoram, And he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and did as the house of Ahab. For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. 2 Kings 8:18. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot, and led Judah astray. 2 Chronicles 21:11. He also slew with the sword all his brethren, and divers also of the princes of his kingdom. 1-4. For his idolatry and wickedness he suffered the condemnation of God. His enemies were stirred up against him. His wives and children were slain. His people were smitten with a plague. He himself suffered from a great infection of the bowels until, day by day, for 2 years, they fell out. And he died of a sore disease. He reigned only 8 years. Jehoahaz, also called Ahaziah in 2 Chronicles 22:2, his youngest son, reigned in his stead, for his enemies had slain his other sons. Jehoahaz reigned only 1 year. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, as did the house of Ahab. For they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. Jezebel was yet alive, was his grandmother, Athaliah his mother, and Jehoram king of Israel his uncle and contemporary. Both kingdoms at that time were under the wicked influence of Jezebel, and it seemed that the influence of Elijah and Elisha was lost. But it was at work, like leaven, and burst forth, like the sun from behind a cloud, and the widespread destruction of Baal worship in both kingdoms. Jehu slew Jehoram, Jehoahaz, Jezebel, and all the sons of Ahab, and all the prophets of Baal. Our lesson shows how Athaliah perished, and a new era of true worship of God dawned upon Israel. Now these are the explanatory notes for 2 Kings chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Athaliah, as we have seen, was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, the wife of Jehoram, king of Judah, the sister of Jehoram, king of Israel, and the mother of Ahaziah. When she saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal, including her own grandchildren. The seed royal were those who could lay claim to the throne. This was a custom then with wicked and ambitious rulers. Athaliah's husband, as we have seen, slew all his brethren. She slew every possible rival that she might have undisturbed possession of the kingdom. In her proud, worldly ambition, she was unwilling to retire to private life and to accomplish her wicked purpose. Human lives, few or many, were nothing to her. This was the only time in history of the kingdom of Judah that a woman ruled over it, and she did this by usurpation. This shows how far the kingdom had departed from God and how low it had sunk into idolatry when its subjects for 6 years would bear the rule of this half-heathen idolatrous woman. 2 Kings 11:2. Jehoshabah, also called Jehoshebeth, 2 Chronicles 22:11, was the daughter of Jehoram, who was also called Joram, and the sister of Ahaziah. From her righteous conduct, probably Jehoshabah was not Athaliah's daughter, since Jehoram had other wives. She was the sister of Ahaziah, an aunt of Josiah, and wife of Jehoiada the priest, 2 Kings 22:11. When Athaliah was destroying all the seed royal, Jehoshabah stole away from the king's sons that were slain Joash, a babe about a year old, with his nurse, and hid them in the bedchamber, our chamber for storing away beds, and he escaped. Joash's mother was Zebiah of Beersheba. He was the grandson of Athaliah and the great-grandson of Jezebel. On one side he descended from David, Solomon, and all of Judah's kings. On the other side from wicked Ahab and Jezebel, through Jezebel from the heathen king of Tyre. Jehoash was hid in the house of Jehovah 6 years. This is 2 Kings 11 in verse 3. He was probably in some of the chambers about the temple proper, in which it was lawful for Jehosheba and Joash's nurse to enter. This was a safe place to conceal the child from the idolatrous queen, for she had no use for the temple of Jehovah, and besides, the high priest had the chief management of its affairs. During this 6 years, Athaliah reigned over the land. 2 Kings 11:4. In the 7th year of Josiah's age, Jehoiada strengthened himself and sent and fetched the captains over hundreds of the Karites. Now, the margin of the American Standard Version calls that the executioners, and of the guard, and brought them to the house of Jehovah, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of Jehovah, and showed them the king's son. He made an agreement with them and took an oath of them that they would carry it out, and he showed them the young Joash. The names of these captains are given in 2 Chronicles 23 and verse 1. Jehoiada did this work cautiously and well. These captains went about in Judah and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah and the heads of the fathers of the houses of Israel, that's the kingdom of Judah, and they came to Jerusalem. Then all together made a covenant that Joash should be made king and should reign as God had spoken concerning David. With the work well planned, they were now all ready for its execution. Jehoiada then told the captains what they should do. 2 Kings 11, 5 and 6. These guards had periods of service and periods when they were off duty, one body of troops relieving the other every Sabbath day. Jehoiada chose the Sabbath for this important work. It seems because both companies of guards, that going off duty and that going on, could be utilized, and the gathering together of the people would attract less attention. A third part of this guard would be stationed at the place of the watchman of the king's house, a third part at the Geshur, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. The gate behind the guard was the principal entrance to the palace, it seems, from 2 Kings 11:19. It is not known what gate the gate sure was, and be a barrier. These guards were placed thus that they might be a barrier to any attack of the enemy. Now, 2 Kings 11 in verse 7. The guard that went off duty was divided into two companies, and these were to guard the house of Jehovah, thus to protect the king. 2 Kings 11:8. They were to surround the king and slay any man who would attempt to break through the ranks to harm the king. 2 Kings 11 verses 9 through 11. The captains carried out Jehoiada's directions. All who had no arms were supplied with the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of Jehovah. David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. The guard with weapons in hand stood from the right side of the house to the left side of the house along the altar of the house and thus formed a circle around the king when he came. None were to go into the temple save the priest and they that minister the Levites. They shall come in, for they are holy. But all the people shall keep the charge of Jehovah. Now, that's about as far as we're going to get in this lesson. Oh, it's almost over, but we'll finish this up. I'll review it and finish it up in our next session. I hope you will email me at wmhboyd@aol.com. Until we gather again for our class, the old schoolmaster would say, this class may now be dismissed.